I'm speaking today with Georgia Provost, who is a candidate for Houston City Council in District D. Georgia, thank you very much for talking to me today. Why are you running for this office?
I want District D to be prosperous like the other part of Houston. I am tired of District D not receiving proper city services when you have taxpayers that pay their taxes. And some parts of District D look like a third world country. Even though we are a city recognized as the energy capital of the world, we have three colleges or universities in this district. District encompasses the medical center, part of the museum district, is adjacent to some of Houston's district like downtown, Midtown, and Rice, Baylor College. But it is not functioning like the other part of the city of Houston. So I want to be able to develop the whole entire district, not just the medical, cultural, education, and business sector, but the entire district. And I want that part that looks like a third world country to look like Houston.
All right. Tell me a little bit about yourself, what your background is. I saw on your webpage that you were involved with the Texas Municipal Organization, TMO. Tell me a little bit about you and about what TMO does as well.
Well, I'm a leader with TMO, my church representative. You know, we get the churches to represent. And what TMO does is they go in and train their leaders to be leaders, to fight for their own issues. Not us as leaders. I mean, at them, TMO coming out, telling you what you need to do. TMO trains your members to be leaders, and then they have town meetings and decide what are the priorities, what they want done, and they teach them how to do this. I like that. I've been here for over 50 years. My business is 65 years. I married Mr. Provost, and he already had the business, and he passed. So my sons and I just kept the business going since we were working. I'm involved in the culture, educational, religious, anything that's going to better my community, I'm involved in. Even at Texas Southern University, that's where I graduated from. I took some advanced courses at the University of Houston. I went to Walnut Lakes, Indiana, to the Professional Photographer School. I've been to Canada's of School, Kansas City. I've been to Eastman Kodak Company. So my field is already covered. But I do a lot of volunteering. That's my passion. And about 30 years ago, Alan Helfman, the man that's the owner of Rivers Chrysler Jeep, we formed a Helfman Provost fundraising team. And we go and raise money for fallen or injured law enforcement agency. We go to the HPU credit union, and we do this raising of the funds. We raise money for mental health, mental retardation, raise money for KTSU, of course, and Texas Southern University, any other charitable organization, especially that dealing with young people.
Okay. You talked about wanting to make District D like the rest of the city. What do you see as the district's top priorities, and what will be your top priorities as council member?
The first thing we got to do, if we want any business or anybody to come in, we got to clean it up. It got to be clean. You know, so we got to take it street by street, or however we going to do it. Businesses are going to have to clean up their front. You just got to clean it up. Then once we clean it up, then we need to start tackling, why is it that we have so many ditches? Why is it that our sidewalks are broken enough, not fixed? Why is it that the streets are not fixed? And a simple thing like a light, you know, the red lights? Why is it that in our major intersection, we don't have the signs up there? Supposed to fire people or the police or you visitors, they can't see it. And the street lights, I want brighter street lights. The street lights that we have in District D are dimmer than the ones in my bedroom. So we got a lot of things. Everything that you can imagine is wrong is in District D because of the lack of the service. And I want us to move up. Because guess what? When the Super Bowl come here in 2016, I want the, what do you call that bureau?
Visitors.
I want them to put District D on their tour guide. We don't have but a few years to get it, but we can get it done.
All right. Well, if you're talking about streets, drainage, that sort of thing, I mean, and you know, I drove down Cullen to get here, and it certainly is in need of repair. You know, Rebuild Houston is now the vehicle for dealing with streets and drainage. What's your view of how Rebuild Houston has been operating so far, and where do you see opportunities to improve it?
Well, let me say this to you. I have a research team headed by Dr. Jonathan Roberts, and he got his staff. And that I know, they research. Rebuild Houston, I don't really see that much. Now, I'm going to give you an example. If you got your water bill and you get the water from the city, last month in the water bill, they gave you all the projects that Rebuild Houston are doing. You didn't have, but you got 30. You ain't got but two in District D, and they minor. So I need to do some more research to see how can I get Rebuild Houston to do what they need to be doing in the district.
Okay. What is your view of the city's current financial situation? As you know, a couple of years ago, the city's budget was in a big deficit situation. They had to cut back services, lay some people off. Since then, the financial picture's improved. The economy's picked up some. They were able to restore most of the services, hire some people back. What's your view right now of the city's financial situation?
That's another research project. What I have found out is that the city will not pay some of their bills so that they can show us that they are in the black, and they're not. The city don't take in enough money to meet their obligations, and they don't take in enough money for these problems that we have, sidewalk, infrastructure, roads. They don't take in enough money. So somebody down there needs to think about some innovative ways that we can come get the finance that we need, the money that we need, instead of taxing people. You got all them folks down there with them DRs on the side of their name, been to college and research. We got two universities, just three. Get them folks over there. Let's figure out how we're going to do it. How we going to bring some of those national companies, some of the international companies here to get, so that we can have a tax base. We got to come up with something creative because, mister, let me tell you something. Then we're going to have a water problem. They're going to have to sit down, tell the truth. People much rather for you to tell them the truth. And then when you need something, they don't mind dishing out for you. But just don't tell them everything's in the black and you have paid this bill or that bill. Get those people to come in. And if you look, I've written a letter, a certified letter to Walmart. We don't have a grocery store in our neighborhood because I talked to the people at HEB. They're fixing to move. Walmart has the groceries and the clothing. I read an article where Whole Foods, I like to have a Whole Foods, so I'm going to have to drive across town. Whole Foods is going in Chicago in the poorest district and put up a Whole Foods store. So I'm contacting him. Come put one in District D. We need to be about bringing companies in that's here and talk with some of those. And another thing that the Harris County needs to start doing too, since it's in Houston, not in Houston, but that would take the burden, is to get somebody that know how to appraise these refineries. I served on the appraisal review board for 6 years, mister. They don't pay their fair share. But they'll tax me as a little business person and as a homeowner. But you got people that can pay. Them refineries are making tons of money. They need to sit out and revamp what they're doing. And they're lazy, too.
All right. I agree with you about that, by the way, about the appraisal situation. When people tend to talk about the financial situation in Houston, the talk tends to turn towards the pensions, the pension funds, in particular the firefighters' pension fund, which is not currently subject to meet and confer requirements as the police and municipal pensions are. Mayor Parker has been trying to get a bill passed in the legislature to require the firefighters to be subject to meet and confer. That hasn't happened. The firefighters oppose it. Do you support that effort to get a bill passed to get to have the firefighters be subject to meet and confer as the other pension funds are?
No, because I've done a little research on that. I know that the city is about $80 million short of two of their pension plans. I met with the fire department because, you know, they screen you. And the president of the union said that the mayor spent $1 million this past session trying to dismantle or whatever about their pension plan. And that money could have gone somewhere else. I am still doing some research on the fire department because if a person called for you to come and pick them up, that's a different thing other than the pension. But that need to be, some kind of service need to be done if I call, the fee is so high. But that's not part of which question you asked me. You asked me about the pension plan. I have to do a little bit more research on that, on the pension. I understand they get probably the best pension plan, the fire department, and then the police, and then the employees.
Okay. You've talked a lot about development, and as you know, Houston City Council recently passed some changes to Chapter 42, the ordinances that regulate density and development in Houston. It's mostly with the idea of allowing denser development outside Loop 610 and inside the rest of the city. What's your view of the changes that were made to Chapter 42?
I've been telling all my people when I meet with them, number one, get your deed restriction out, get you an attorney, and let them revise it. Then you won't be complaining 5 years from now when they come build that three or four-story building up there. Do your homework. Get somebody to interpret and read your deed restriction.
Okay. District D, you know, very geographically diverse. Some parts of it in the third ward, you know, near the medical center are hot properties now. Some parts of it farther south, not as much. Since you've talked about wanting to develop and raise the profile of the district, you know, what you find in various parts of the city is that developers come in, they want to build something, you know, a multi-story development of some kind. The residents don't necessarily want it there, you know, the Ashby high-rise, places like that. You know, I do expect there's going to be a lot of development in this district over the next few years. What do you see is needed, if anything, to better balance the needs of the developers and the needs of the neighbors who, you know, might want to have more control over what gets built next to them?
One thing I see, we need more affordable housing. That's what we need. For example, that piece of property that's right here across the street used to be a service station. I was on Kirby. They have a beautiful three-story living facilities. It looked like something in Italy. It is so pretty. That would be nice over here. That's the kind of thing I was saying. But I believe that the residents, and not all of them, you get the civic club people who work, and the developers and the architects and everybody that's involved, and sit down and have a come to Jesus meeting, talk. I am tired of them coming to my community with the plans already drawn, ready to start having in there. You don't contact us about anything, even with Palm Center. They're talking about taking a Red Rooster out of Franklin Beauty School, and it's like it's a done deal. We don't even know anything about it. And I'm tired of being surprised. I am tired of folks, and the reason I'm really running, if you represent me, you should communicate with me. You can't represent me and you don't communicate with me. We haven't been having any communication. Every time we hear something, we have to react. I don't like to react. I like to act. Because we got to react on something. I'm going to be down at City Hall in January. I want to be able to call the people together that I think need, that the people in the community think that are needed, so that we can sit down and make a plan of what we want to do with District D. We need to call in some developers, we need to call in some engineers, contracting people, we need to sit out and talk to them. And don't come here with no surprises. But another thing too, we left the most important, and crime. We got to deal with this crime business. Man, you got youngsters going to make a purchase at your house with a gun, going to make a withdrawal at the bank with a gun. And you look at that when you get them down at the police department, it stopped in the 8th and 9th grade. So that's telling us the educational system is failing them. So we got to start working on this. And my thing is, if you lack guns so much, join the military. You get educated, you get to travel, you make your family happy, and now community safer. Simple. So we got to do something. I'm a common sense person. I give common sense speeches. We just got to start using common sense and start thinking and stop letting folks think for us.
Okay. One issue that came up a few months ago had to do with food trucks. They, as you know, Houston has been getting national recognition for being a great city to eat in. Our restaurants and the food trucks have been at the forefront of that. They went before City Hall, before Council a few months ago, asking for a change to the ordinances that would allow them to operate downtown, where they're currently not able to, and also in the medical center, where they're not able to. That wasn't, you know, there was no action taken at the time, but it's likely to come up again in the near future. Do you support changes to ordinances that would allow food trucks to operate downtown and in the medical center?
No. Food trucks were designed, I think, to go to construction sites that we had a lot of people. It would not be fair for those businesses that have already spent millions of dollars to establish themselves for them to come just in with a food truck. No. N-O.
All right. In 2001, there was a charter amendment passed in the city of Houston that forbade it from offering insurance benefits to domestic partners, to same-sex couples. Countries changed some since then. A number of cities and some school districts are now offering domestic partner benefits, sometimes called plus one benefits, to its employees. If there is a movement in the city to overturn that charter amendment and allow same-sex couples who are employees of the city to have insurance benefits, is that something you would support?
I have to pray on that. Probably will, because they are human beings just like we are. So, and they need insurance, and we shouldn't be discriminating.
All right. I'm asking everybody, who are you supporting in the mayor's race this fall?
I'm supporting Georgia Provost, District D.
I get an answer like that a lot. Well, when people go to vote in November, why should they vote to make Georgia Provost the next council member in District D and not one of the many other people running for this office?
Well, number one, they know that Georgia Provost is determined. They know Georgia Provost is responsible. They know of all the many fights Georgia Provost have got done in this community. They know that Georgia Provost is going to be right here at 3821 North McGregor Way, and will knock on my door and with their problems and concerns. And they know that when I go down to City Hall in January, they know that I'm going to speak up for them. They do know that. One thing we left off was I also read that Congress passed the Second Chance Act. Nobody's taking advantage of it, where you train these ex-cons. So I've got a segment of my people working on that to see what we can do about that, because I want the ex-cons in District D to become icons. And I'm going to work through TSU has a program, a training program, getting all these resources. Our problem is we don't have enough resources. We got them, but let me tell you what else we got. District D is diversified. We need to come together, and you got so much skill and talent. Get it together. See when this one can do this. All of us get together and let's make it and work together. That's the only way we're going to get it done. Because it's not no more such thing as a black community. It's a diverse community. And we got to work with everybody in there. Everybody got to do their fair share. And all these businesses that come in my district, make money, take their money out of the district, don't put nothing in. They don't even buy an ad in a school book or nothing. We're going to have a come to Jesus meeting with them too. Simple. Common sense.
All right.
I appreciate you.
Georgia Provost, thank you very much for talking to me today.